President Trump was named Time Magazine's Person of the Year last year. He was runner-up this year. We'll discuss the winner, the shortlist, in just a moment. But first, it's our end-of-year pledge drive here at Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Kate Archer-Kent in the studio with John Gatto. This is your public radio station, listener-supported Wisconsin Public Radio. Right now, it's your chance to make sure we get a good start to 2018. You make WPR programs possible as we head into the new year when you pledge right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
It's an all-new hour with an all-new goal. We're looking for 15 pledges, 15 donors during this hour. We had a good run of support last hour. Thank you to those of you who gave in our 6 o'clock hour. Now it's your turn to step up and make the pledge. Help us meet this goal when you make your gift now online at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Yes, fresh hour, fresh conversation, and that is what you expect from the Ideas Network. And this is a big year for WPR. It is our centennial. It's our birthday. So give the next 100 years a strong start. Your support ensures a bright future for the Wisconsin Public Radio programs you rely on every day.
If you're thinking that your tax dollars, your federal, your state tax dollars already support WPR, well, you're not too far off base. You're right. They do, to an extent, help support Wisconsin Public Radio, and we thank you for that support.
And listener support, that is actually the single biggest piece of our operating budget, the backbone, if you will. You make the difference. You make the quality, the variety of programs on Wisconsin Public Radio possible because WPR matters to you. Make that a personal contribution to pay for the programs that you listen to. Do it right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And let me just reinforce that point again. Listeners make the programs here on Wisconsin Public Radio, and you make them worthwhile with your support. And members make the programs possible throughout the year, so do your part now.
You get all these great shows because members, people like you who donate, kick in a large portion of WPR's budget, the single largest piece of the pie. Become a member right now. Help make WPR possible with your gift of $120 or $10 a month or any amount you choose at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
It's the season of giving, and this membership drive is your chance to do two good things at once when you give to Wisconsin Public Radio today. We're proud to partner with food banks across Wisconsin to provide meals to people facing hunger throughout the state. Let the impact of your pledge go beyond great radio to help people in need near you. Donate $10 or $20 a month to WPR and choose one of the food bank gifts. Pledge now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Make your pledge online at WPR.org or call 888-202-2552. Do it right now during this, our year-end membership drive. I'm John Gatto with Kate Archer-Kent, and we're asking and encouraging you to make your gift of $10 or $20 a month, whatever amount you choose. It's the right amount. And because the single largest source of our funding is from you, listeners like you, your gift is so important for the programs that you enjoy.
Giving to WPR is really easy. All it takes is a few minutes of your time and a gift of any amount, say $10, a month.
That donation comes back then each and every day in the form of great programs, and you wouldn't be listening if it weren't great programs. So
that's right.
Do what you can. Show your support at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 and give just as generously as you can.
We heard from Jason and Emily from Eau Claire who say, we're both firstborns, so we have an internalized sense of obligation to do the responsible thing. Happy face after that. But really, we don't have a TV by choice and count on WPR for quality news without the advertisements. Well, Jason and Emily, thank you so much for doing your part, making your pledge. And we just love to hear comments like this. We're looking for 15 pledges here this hour. This year-end membership drive is the pledge drive of our centennial year. Your gift today at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 ensures a bright future for the programs that you rely on.
And remember that during this pledge drive, you do two good things at once when you make your pledge, supporting WPR, yes, but also choose one of the food bank gifts with your $10 or $20 a month gift, and you'll be providing meals for those in need in your community. Give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
WPR is listener supported. That means that your gift is powerful. It truly makes a difference at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And thank you for your support. Time Magazine's Person of the Year is the Silence Breakers. It's the individuals who set off a national reckoning over the prevalence of sexual harassment. We've been hearing it from Hollywood to Capitol Hill, the hashtag MeToo movement. Time's Person of the Year. We're talking about the winner and the shortlist with Mike Wagner. He is an associate professor in the School of Journalism and Mass Communication at UW-Madison. His areas of expertise include the media, American politics, public opinion, and other areas. And Mike, welcome to the program.
It's my pleasure to be here.
Well, what do you make of Time's Person of the Year?
Well, I think it's a choice that a lot of us expected. This whole movement has been, I've heard it described as a tidal wave, but I really think it's actually a tide. It just keeps coming in, and it's getting higher and higher, and I don't think that it's likely to stop anytime soon. And I think the fact that it started and the fact that it's continuing make it incredibly noteworthy from a news media perspective, and more importantly, I would say, just from a broader cultural perspective.
And interesting to know that the runner-up was President Trump, who was last year's Person of the Year.
He was last year's Person of the Year, and he is a person implicated in the movement in the those who won the Person of the Year this year.
So Time has been doing this since 1927. What, you know, going back in January of 1928 when the magazine put aviator Charles Lindbergh on the cover for his solo flight over the Atlantic in 1927, and at the time the editors didn't really think much of it. So how did this become such a signature piece for Time Magazine, this legacy magazine?
Well, Time Magazine has historically been a really important magazine in the United States. Its circulation for many years was enormous. It's still an important magazine, although less so in today's current media landscape. It also just comes, you know, at a time of year when many of us start to take stock of what happened in the last year. We start to think about what we might want out of the next year. We do a lot of best books, best music, best shows, best this, best that. And so we start thinking about, you know, what really, you know, dominated the year, what really affected the year. And, you know, what I think is interesting about the way Time does it is that it's not the best person of the year always. Like Joseph Stalin has won, you know, person of the year, or man of the year then.
Adolf Hitler.
Hitler, yeah, you know, not people that you want to emulate. But it's a way to start a conversation about a giant factor that affected the lives of many people over the course of the last 365 days.
The news is fresh. It was announced this morning on the Today
right.
Show. Do we know anything about the insights from the editors, what their thinking was behind having the hashtag MeToo movement as Time's Person of the Year?
Yeah, I haven't seen the Today segment, so I don't know what about their
because
precise
you're here.
Thinking was. Right. but I would say, you know, it's clear that this movement has been really important for the culture, but it really has been the media has played kind of a lighter fluid kind of role in really, really pushing this movement out. And so, you know, the first way it really got traction in the public was from discussions of the movie producer Harvey Weinstein. Now, Harvey Weinstein is a person who was very famous amongst those who really followed the movies, but I suspect that if you walked out on State Street the day before that story broke and asked 100 people who's Harvey Weinstein, most people wouldn't have known. And so it's remarkable that the story and this whole movement got traction from someone who wasn't super famous, but was adjacent to super famous. But then we've seen a lot of other things come out in Hollywood. We've seen a lot come out in politics. And now it's moving beyond national. Now we're hearing...
And in the media ranks.
In the media ranks. So Mark Halperin, Charlie Rose, Matt Lauer, all losing their jobs for their behavior. But now it's also happening at the state and local level. We see the Democratic Party in Wisconsin taking away committee memberships for Representative Zepnik for his alleged behavior, behavior that he says come from anonymous allegations, but also behavior he apologized for. So hard to quite understand the thinking there. But it's something where it's starting to go not just in entertainment, but politics. And it'll certainly, over time, I think, be revealed that it's in virtually every facet of our life.
Talking right now with Mike Wagner about Time Magazine's Person of the Year. It was announced this morning. It goes to hashtag MeToo movement, the silence breakers, the individuals who have set off this national reckoning, a tidal wave over the prevalence of sexual harassment permeating many industries and society. You can join in about Time Magazine's Person of the Year. What do you think about this decision? 800-642-1234. You can also post your reaction on the Person of the Year for 2017 over on the Ideas Network Facebook page. Mike Wagner, when looking at the shortlist, last year's winner, President Trump, who was on the shortlist this year as one of the finalists, he caused a bit of a kerfuffle with a tweet a while back suggesting that Time had called to tell him he'd probably be named Person of the Year and that he'd take a pass on it. This forced Time to issue a statement reiterating that it doesn't comment on its choice until it is announced. What do we know about how the finalists and ultimately the winners get selected? What about the process?
Well, the editors of the magazine make a list of finalists, and it's their typical behavior to contact those finalists for the purpose of taking photographs so that the winners or the winner or winners can be on the cover of the magazine the day they make the announcement. And so people might know that they're in the running. They may not even know that they're actually a finalist, but they may know that they're in the running and get their photographs taken, maybe get interviewed if they would agree to do that. But no one is ever told that they are or aren't going to get it. Many people, both who work at Time now and have worked at Time in the past, have come out to say that is not how we do it, the way that the president described.
And the way that they do it from an editorial standpoint, does that make sense to you?
Well, I think there are lots of ways to think about doing it. You could do public opinion polling, you could do focus groups, but you know, the editors they kind of behave in a way that people who study the media like me would call the news media exercising their traditional gatekeeping function, right? Lots of things happen in the world every day. Lots of things happen in the world every year. Someone's got to decide what's important. And news editors and reporters and other folks who work in the media take into account news values that they care about and decide which of the things that are happening are the things they're going to tell their audience about.
Does it matter, Time's Person of the Year? Does it matter so much? And will it matter to the hashtag MeToo movement?
Well, you know, nobody gets a cookie for winning, you know, Time Person of the Year or anything like that. You know, there's not a reward per se, but I think it's important in terms of the cultural conversation and keeping that conversation going. A movement like this is one where it's possible for the news media's interest to start to wane if the names that are coming out are not as big as the names that came out at first. And so, you know, eventually, presumably, although who really knows, you know, names as famous as Matt Lauer won't be the ones coming out every day. There'll be people who are, you know, managers at grocery stores and, you know, and things of that nature. And that is harder to sustain from a news coverage perspective because the reporters like to cover what's new. And if it's the same story over and over again, it gets harder to sustain that kind of coverage. On the other hand, the news media engage in beat reporting, and maybe this will spur some organizations to say, we need to talk about, you know, gender in the workplace, power in the workplace, inappropriate behavior in the workplace. And maybe that will become a beat for some news organizations that start to cover that issue more seriously than has been done in the past.
What do we know about Time's tradition of covering, of making the Person of the Year an issue or a movement versus a single person.
They've done that before. They've done kind of conceptual Person of the Year awards. One year it was you.
It was the year of the machine in 1982, the computer.
There was the year of the machine as well in 1982, but then more recently you was kind of a take on social media and, you know, kind of broadcasting your life, you know, through various platforms. People becoming the story, you know, with the rise of YouTube and Facebook and all those sorts of things. And so Time has done conceptual things before. They've done groups of people like this before, and they've done individuals that we would laud or criticize before.
Does it take away a little bit that it's not a single person, that it's not one person getting this single designation?
I think in this case it would actually be worse if it was a single person. So let's say they said it's Ashley Judd, who was one of the first people, actress, who made the allegations, the first set of allegations against Harvey Weinstein that were really public, where a person who people had heard of named themselves on the record. That's really important. It's undeniably important. But this movement is not just a wealthy, famous white woman movement. This is a movement where people from all walks of life are being affected in a variety of ways. And so to make the group designation, I think, is actually more accurate. And also, it puts it in a context that changes how we have the conversation.
We're talking about Time Magazine's Person of the Year, announced today, the hashtag MeToo movement, with Mike Wagner. He is an associate professor in the School of Journalism and Mass Communication at UW-Madison. You can join in at 800-642-1234. What do you make of Time Magazine's choice, the Me Too movement? What do you think? What do you think groups or movements that were on this list, if it should have been someone else, some other movement? 800-642-1234 should have been the Dreamers. Let's discuss. We'll return in just a moment. Time has been selecting the year's most influential person, group, or idea since 1927. We're talking about this year's pick on this hour of the morning show. But first, we're taking a moment to acknowledge the end-of-year pledge drive here at Wisconsin Public Radio. I am Kate Archer-Kent with John Gatto. And if you've been putting off donating to WPR in 2017, you, now is your time to take action. And if you have given or you are a sustaining member, make a special year-end gift. It'll take just a few minutes at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
One pledge at a time. We're working towards a goal of 15 pledges in this hour. Make your pledge right now. Be one of those. Count yourself among those 15 winners in this hour. Make your gift to support the programs that you enjoy, including this one. Pledge now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. It really does make a difference.
What happens in the rest of the world matters to all of us. And that's why the Ideas Network is so very important. We talk with experts in all kinds of fields, all walks of life, from all over.
We get the news from around the world to our own backyard. And because you value being an informed citizen, make your pledge to this station that keeps you connected. Make that pledge, WPR.org, or call 888-202-2552.
And during this year-end membership drive, we have a special thank you gift. Ask for one of the food bank gifts. There are options available at $10 or $20 a month.
Your thank you gift will provide meals to Wisconsin food banks near you. So get started now. Make your pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
This year is our centennial. It's a special time that comes around, well, once in 100 years. We asked a few people, what are things you don't do very often?
I do not go on vacation very often.
I don't ride my bike enough.
I will do anything to avoid ironing.
Floss my teeth.
Like other rare things, a centennial is a special occasion. So celebrate with us right now by making a year-end gift. Consider giving $100. Thank you, and happy centennial.
celebrate. Celebrate with us right now. Make your pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. I'm John Gatto with Kate Archer Kent. We're here right now asking you to help us raise the money that keeps Wisconsin Public Radio and all the programs that you enjoy, including this one, on the air. Whether your pledge is $10 a month or $100 a month or something in between, we appreciate and count on your gift.
You've made a habit of listening to Wisconsin Public Radio. Now make a habit of donating. It's a great habit to get into, a habit you can be proud of. Get started right now. Help out with your pledge of any amount at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
We're working towards a goal of 15 pledges. You can be one of those right now. Make your pledge during our centennial year. Make it a centennial gift at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Give us a strong support, not only to this year or to this next year, but rather to the next 100 years as well.
Yes, give it a legacy. Make it count. And thank you so much for your pledge right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And thanks. Time Magazine's Person of the Year has included nearly every U.S. president. And then there was also Adolf Hitler, the Ayatollah Khomeini, Mahatma Gandhi, Pope Francis, along with groups like the Ebola Fighters. The title was changed in 1982 to Machine of the Year for the computer. Mike Wagner is our guide on this. He's an associate professor in the School of Journalism and Mass Communication at UW-Madison. What do you think about Time Magazine's Person of the Year going to the hashtag MeToo movement? Join in the conversation, 800-642-1234. Should the Person of the Year be an actual person, or is it okay to be something more abstract, like the Me Too movement that won it this year? Join in or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. Mike, let's look at the list of the 10 finalists. There was President Trump, who was runner-up. There was North Korean President Kim Jong-un. Chinese president was on there. Amazon's founder was on there. Special prosecutor Robert Mueller on there. Saudi crown prince on there. Former 49ers quarterback Colin Kaepernick. And that list right there shows just the diversity of possibilities.
Right. I mean, a lot of things happen in a year, and it's not surprising that lots of different kinds of people and groups make the list. A lot of those were in President Trump's orbit with him, Robert Mueller, Kim Jong-un, you know, and others. But others were about really important social issues, such as police treatment of black and brown citizens from Colin Kaepernick's, kind of position as a finalist there. A lot of these also kind of represent thorny issues that have a way of persisting in American life. Like, you know, Black Lives Matter was in the running, you know, a few years ago as well. And so a lot of issues that have a long lasting life in American politics are kind of regular finalists for these sorts of, you know, media moments like Time's Person of the Year.
The lone woman on the list was Patty Jenkins, the director of the Wonder Woman film. What is your takeaway there? There's a single woman there on the list, Patty Jenkins.
Well, that movie was enormously popular. It was directed by a woman. It starred a woman. It starred a woman who was virtually unknown, which is not something Hollywood tends to do with superhero franchise movies. And a lot of people interpreted that movie as being a really empowering one for women. And so, you know, in a year where the first woman was a major nominee for president in the United States, in a year where issues related to women's safety in the workplace, women's role in society has once again kind of been a major part of national conversation. It's not surprising to see something like that in there. The only woman being one of the nominees, I was a little surprised by.
Also, the Dreamers were one of the finalists. And I'm wondering, this group of undocumented immigrants brought to the U.S. as children and now facing deportation, what do you make of seeing the Dreamers on the shortlist?
Well, immigration was an issue that helped President Trump introduce himself to the Republican primary constituency. And so he kicked off his presidential campaign talking about immigration, talking about promising to build a wall in Mexico, claiming that the people who come to the United States from Mexico are, in his words, not the best people. And then you have this particular group of people in the United States who we call the Dreamers, who, you know, were brought here by their parents or were born here after their parents came to the country. And they've been in the news for years as our political leaders have tried to figure out what they want to do, where many of our leaders want to have meaningful immigration policy and strict laws that enforce that, while others say we should have more open borders. Some in the middle say, I'm all for strict laws, but we should do something different about people who did nothing wrong on their own to be here. And so it's a really complicated issue. Both parties have coalitions that don't perfectly match up with the party line on that issue, which also makes it particularly interesting. And President Trump talks about it regularly in ways that most political elites wouldn't talk about the issue, which makes it inherently newsworthy as well.
It's also difficult to put a face on the Dreamers because oftentimes these are people who are trying to move quietly in society but still have a place in our country, in America. So it's interesting, too, as to how would you put a face on the Dreamers and really call attention to them?
It's harder to sustain news attention because of that, right? You know, it's a little easier right now for the Me Too movement to sustain attention because it's still really famous people being accused and really famous people doing the accusing. It's a lot easier for that to sustain coverage than coverage of people who we haven't heard of generally. And it's also, as you point out, it's really difficult for people who are literally affected in their day-to-day lives by their position as being a Dreamer because the president and his administration have started targeting people who talk to the news media. When people who are immigrants not here legally talk to the news media, it is now apparently the policy of our government to find those people and punish them.
Who is missing from this list?
Oh, gosh, so many. How long is your show? I'm sure your audience has a great great set of ideas about this, too. But, you know, there have been so many important things that have happened this year it's hard to pinpoint, one or two that are missing. But people who are doing work that are advocating for kind of change in race relations in the United States, other changes with respect to gender. Higher education folks might be missing from this. There's, part of the new tax bill fundamentally changes how graduate student funding works, which seems like a small thing. But if you take people who get paid $12,000 a year and say, no, we're going to tax you as though you make $40,000 a year, even though you take home $12,000 in your pocket, that could fundamentally change higher education in the country and affect who gets to go to school, who gets to teach in school and that sort of thing. And so people who are affected by the tax bill, I would say refugees that are affected by the travel ban would also be a group that should have been considered and probably was considered for people of the year.
So very much social and policy issues coming to hearing from you that really drive this perhaps contest, if you will.
Yeah, I would say those are probably key groups that we might have thought about that on the more conceptual level, I suppose. I suppose for any hot new show that came out or that did really well, on social media, that might have been something we might think about. You know, someone like Jeff Bezos, who was also on that list, he's on the list for a couple of reasons, right? Amazon continues to do Amazon things and kind of dominate that world. But he also owns the Washington Post, which was an enormous thorn in the president's side throughout the year. And, it also comes at a time when a movie's about to come out about the Post's behavior during the Pentagon Papers time, with stuff around the Vietnam War. And so that's all happening, too. Other reporters, I think, might have been candidates for Person of the Year as well.
Talking right now with Mike Wagner about Time Magazine's Person of the Year. He's an associate professor in the School of Journalism and Mass Communication at UW-Madison. What do you think about the hashtag MeToo movement being Time Magazine's Person of the Year? Join in the conversation. There's a line for you at 800-642-1234. What about the shortlist? Were you trying to have someone else make Time Magazine's Person of the Year? President Trump was in the running. North Korea's president was in the running. China's president was on there. Amazon founder Jeff Bezos, special prosecutor Robert Mueller there. The Saudi crown prince was on the list, as well as 49ers quarterback Colin Kaepernick. Join in at 800-642-1234. You can also post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. First, though, let us check back in with our year-end membership drive. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. John Gatto with us in the studio. John, good morning.
Good morning. Glad to be here. We've got some business that we're doing here today, and it's going well so far this morning, supporting WPR.
Yes. Take action right now with your gift at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
The Ideas Network and the morning program in particular, we take deep dives into the news of the day. It's something that's important to you, and where else can you get this kind of conversation, civil conversation, I might add, and informative guests like Mike Wagner, who's with us here today. This is an example of the interesting, informative, sometimes quirky conversations that we have on The Morning Show and on the Ideas Network.
Now take a few minutes to make this hour and many more hours possible. Choose the gift amount that works for you, then make your pledge. Takes just a few minutes of your time at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
We're looking for 14 more pledges before 8 o'clock. Your pledge and 13 more will get us there. This pledge drive is a great time to support the station that you love.
And thank you so much if you've already given. And if you haven't, help pay for the programs that you enjoy by making your contribution right this very minute at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
A great way to share your passion for WPR is to consider becoming a member of our 9XM Leadership Circle, a pledge of $100 a month, $1,200 a year or more. We rely on member support. It's your support that helps make great radio.
And gifts of $100 a month are important for our future. Help us stay strong and continue to grow with your leadership gift at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You have a lot of bills in your monthly budget that are out of your control.
We've seen a recent increase in our childcare costs as my daughter is currently going to a preschool.
Yes, my newspaper subscription just went up.
If you've looked at my electric bill lately, it has gone up substantially.
Unlike the other things you pay for, you're always in control of your sustaining membership. During this pledge drive, we ask our sustainers to consider an increase to your monthly gift. How about $5 a month? It'll go a long way to pay for the WPR programs you rely on day in and day out. Thank you for your ongoing support.
And here's how you can become a sustainer or make a pledge at any level in any way that you'd like to do so. Online at WPR.org or call 888-202-2552 with your pledge right now. I'm John Gatto with Kate Archer-Kent, and we're asking for your listener support because it's part of the single largest source of funding for the WPR programs that you rely on. That's why your support during this year-end membership drive is important. Maybe your gift is $10 or $15 or $20 a month. Whatever amount it is that you choose, it's the right amount.
And this year-end membership drive is a great time to make your last gift of the year. It takes just a few minutes of your time at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And when you give, you'll have that really good feeling of supporting the station you've enjoyed all year long and that you're looking forward to in 2018.
One by one, we're counting down this hour's goal. 13 more pledges to go by 8 o'clock. This year-end membership drive is the last drive of our centennial year. That's another thing to keep in mind. So if you've been putting off making that centennial gift, now's the time. WPR.org or 888 888- 202-2552.
And we heard from Sherry from Middleton who says, WPR is my go-to listening every day. Trusted, informative, fun. Thank you for all you do. Well, Sherry, thank you so much for making your pledge. And for all the Sherrys out there who are stepping up to the plate, making a pledge, and becoming a member of Wisconsin Public Radio, this is listener-supported. That means your gift is so powerful. It really makes a difference at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And thanks. The choice of Time Magazine's Person of the Year always stirs up plenty of controversy. Who's impacted our news and our lives the most this year? We're talking about it. Mike Wagner is helping us out. He's an associate professor in the School of Journalism and Mass Communication at UW-Madison. And we can get your insights as well at 800-642-1234. Your thoughts on the Me Too movement being the Person of the Year. What do you make of it? Let's go to Steve, who joins us from Sun Prairie. Hi, Steve.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. You know, I'm not a big fan of the Me Too movement just in general, but I think, to me, the biggest prevalent story of the year, the abstract story, is really Trump derangement syndrome, that everything in our culture, everything in our media is centered through, we hate Trump. We have to get Trump. We have ABC news reporters being suspended. We have CNN reporters being suspended or fired. We have late-night TV that does nothing but come down on Trump over everything. Everything is done through that prism. So to me, the abstract idea is the hatred of Trump and Trump derangement syndrome.
Mike, what do you make of that?
Well, I think that's a really interesting idea. I think it is the case, especially in terms of late night TV, that people, you know, there's a lot of people who go after President Trump, and there's a lot of people who would like to see President Trump removed from office or punished or for some of the behavior he has done and for some of the behavior he is accused of. And we don't yet know the full the full story about whether he did it or not. I would say that in terms of, you know, the news media, when the news media gets something wrong about President Trump, they are punished, and almost immediately so. Like Brian Ross of ABC News, who went further than his evidence seemed to take him in a story related to President Trump and the Russia investigation the other day. But, you know, ABC gave a kind of a crummy, weak apology at first, saying, well, we're updating the story. Then they said, no, this was wrong, and we're suspending Brian Ross for several weeks. And so that's a real consequence, whereas, you know, President Trump has said an enormous number of things that are not true since he started running for president. Sometimes he'll say A and then moments later deny that he ever said A, and there seems to be no consequences for it, which really baffles his opponents. But I think it's right that there are some people whose sole goal is the removal of President Trump. I wouldn't call it Trump derangement syndrome, but I would say that another contender for kind of a more abstract Person of the Year would be those who are going after the president, whether they are in the news media, whether they are those actually investigating the president, or citizens who oppose him.
Well, Madeline called in but couldn't stay with us and said the hashtag MeToo is incredibly important because this society needs to look at what roles women play and that sexual harassment is everywhere. She says we need to fundamentally look at these issues and not let them leave the spotlight. Do you see this as part of a momentum builder?
I think this does help the momentum of the movement. And one thing it might do is spur more coverage that goes beyond the single person is a bad person kind of story, right? So Harvey Weinstein is a bad person because of how he behaved. Matt Lauer behaved badly. And right now the stories are people behaved badly. But what's starting to happen, some of this happened in the Lauer coverage, and there's a story in, I think, today's New York Times on the Weinstein side, are pointing out the structure of how this works and the network of people who are required to keep to silence people who are being abused in the workplace. And that's a really interesting story. Why does this happen? Why do people who've had terrible things happen to them stay silent? It's not because they're weak. It's that they fear isolation. They fear retribution. They don't know that anyone else is there to step in and help or back them up when they make these claims. And this movement is starting to chip away at that, what scholars who study communication call the spiral of silence. And to do that, there'll need to be more stories about the structure of how this works and not just this person in a position of power is a lousy person.
So breaking that spiral of silence.
Right. I think that that's something that you know, that the coverage of this could do a lot more on, I think.
In what way? In exploring where human resources is in this conversation?
Exploring where human resources is, exploring how large is the network that it takes to protect people who are doing this, right? So it wasn't just that Harvey Weinstein was preying upon actresses and people who worked for him. It's that other people knew that and protected him. His lawyers knew that and protected him. His coworkers knew that and protected him. People who didn't directly work for him but worked in the industry knew that and would try to protect their friends through a whisper network of doing that. But that's not the same thing as bringing someone to account for the illegal and immoral behavior that they engage in. And
oh, so it kind of permeates up around this person, permeates all of the friendships and all the business relationships. And there's kind of this untold, thing that is kind of a bubble,
right.
A bubble around the person.
Right. Telling a story of how structure affects our lives is really hard to do. And the news media tend to tell stories that are focused on individuals.
Cause and effect.
Cause and effect, right.
Okay. So we're talking about the Time Magazine Person of the Year, hashtag MeToo movement. We're hearing about what you think about it at 800-642-1234. There is a line for you. Seeing some comments on Facebook, Brandon's nominated Robert Mueller as Person of the Year. So the Russia investigation foremost on Brandon's mind is seeing Robert Mueller as the Person of the Year. Zach on Facebook nominated Colin Kaepernick as Person of the Year. Of course, Colin Kaepernick taking a knee and then setting off a wave of athletes trying to determine what to do during the national anthem and how to protest in terms of the Black Lives Matter movement and finding out what their voice should be on the field. And what do you make of that, Colin Kaepernick, a choice on the short list?
Well, I think he has started another national conversation about a few different things, right? One, police treatment of Black and brown groups in the United States, which is his goal, but also what's the appropriate role of famous people or athletes in making their views known? What sorts of things do athletes do that are related to social activism? How does that relate to the league they work for and the owners who pay them their salaries? All of those issues have been intertwined in the Kaepernick story this year.
The Saudi crown prince came out on top of Time's reader poll. What do you make of that?
I was surprised by that, only because, you know, American attention to foreign policy tends not to be something that compares to our attention to domestic life.
Yeah.
And so I was surprised to see that.
Second place went to the people around, of course, who started the Me Too movement with 6% of the votes. Finishing third with 5% of votes each were former San Francisco 49ers quarterback Colin Kaepernick and Robert Mueller and the Dreamers. So interesting to see the reader poll pull the crown, polling as the crown prince rising on top there. Of course, now we know that it is the hashtag MeToo movement that came out on top here of Time's Person of the Year. You can join in at 800-642-1234 before we close out this conversation this hour. Want to hear what you had to say. Jack from Sheboygan called in, couldn't stay with us. He said, if the criteria Time Magazine used were to focus on milestones in American history, Jack says, I think President Trump should be Person of the Year. So what do you make of that, milestones setting the marker?
Well, I think that's part of Time's criteria. I think if we asked 100 people on State Street what's a milestone, we'd get probably 70 different answers. And so I think the editors of Time would say it's a milestone to have this conversation in the movement. But it's certainly the case that President Trump and many things that happened in his administration this year could also be considered major milestones in our history.
Let's go to Aaron in Eau Claire. Hi, Aaron.
Good morning. I'm very pleased that the hashtag MeToo movement is the person of the year. As a survivor, we really need to talk about the sustained trauma that women experience, and that's part of this cycle of silence, and also the retribution that's possible if individuals come forward with their stories. It's very much a shoot the messenger society, and we're not necessarily believed.
Well, Erin, thank you so much for calling in. And Erin, very touched by having the Me Too movement being Person of the Year.
Yeah, I appreciated that call and am so sorry for what she's been through. You know, I think she makes a great point that another part of this coverage isn't just, we've been talking a bit about kind of the structure of how this stuff operates, and that's another story that could be told. But we are sort of treating the movement as somebody tells their story, and then we clap our hands and say, well, it's all better now. And, mm-hmm. and that is not the experience for most people who experience that kind of violence or assault, or even just kind of daily microaggressions in the workplace that are related to the, you know, sexual politics and that sort of thing. And so how all of that sustains and continues affecting people's lives is a really important story as well. Think of the worst thing that ever happened to you. You think about it more than once, and that's the case for people, you know, dealing with those issues.
Well, Mike, thanks so much for coming in.
My pleasure.
Mike Wagner is an associate professor in the School of Journalism and Mass Communication at UW-Madison. He joined us to talk about Time Magazine's Person of the Year that was announced earlier this morning. It goes to the hashtag MeToo movement. This hour, the morning show was produced by Michelle Johnson, Bill Martins, and Nyasia Ellison. I'm Kate Archer-Kent, and you're listening to the Ideas Network. Good morning. I'm Kate Archer-Kent here with my co-host, John Gatto. We are in our year-end membership drive here on listener-supported Wisconsin Public Radio. Your support, it is so vital to all the programs on WPR. And that's why we're here to ask for your gift right now as 2017 comes to an end. And we look forward to starting a strong 2018. Make the programs you rely on possible when you give at WPR.org. or 888-202-2552.
This hour, a great example of the maybe not the hardest hitting news of the day, but very informative and interesting news. And thinking about how Time's Person of the Year, this designation might forward stories and ideas and conversations that will move on in the weeks and months ahead. A great conversation, and it's really terrific to have had that conversation. You know, it's an example of an hour of programming that is made possible by your support of Wisconsin Public Radio.
Now take a few minutes to make this hour and so many more hours possible. Choose a gift amount that works for you, then make your pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
We're working towards 15 pledges in this hour. We still have a little ways to go. Your pledge and about a dozen more will get us there. We have the time to do it. You only need to take a couple of minutes to make your pledge right now. It's very important. Support the programs that you rely on every day with your pledge right now.
And thank you so much if you've already given. And if you haven't, this time is right now. Give at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And when you think about it, a sustaining membership gift is truly the gift that keeps on giving, because as a sustainer, you set up an automatic payment. Your membership doesn't have an expiration date. It goes on and on until you tell us otherwise.
That's because the monthly deductions from your bank account or charges on your credit card will automatically renew each year. So give right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
We've probably all had this happen. We spend money on something and then hardly ever use it.
Dining room chairs, because I eat in front of the TV more often than I should.
I think I bought a $5 pair of wireless headphones once, thinking, how bad can they be? They were pretty bad.
Decorative holiday towels.
Unlike some investments, your donation to Wisconsin Public Radio is a good one. One you'll get value from every day. Make your gift to support the programs you count on right now. Here's how.
Make your pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. 2552. John Gatto here with Kate Archer Kent. Your gift of $10 or $20 a month, whatever amount you choose, it's the right amount. And because it's part of a pool of money that's the single largest source of funding for this radio station, coming from listeners just like you, your gift is so important for the WPR programs that you enjoy when you make that gift today.
We heard from Cara from Madison, who says, we value WPR for the complete and honest reporting and the great music. Joanna from Madison says, public radio has been a part of my life since before I could talk. I'm so glad I can give back and keep WPR going for another generation of listeners. Cara and Joanna, thank you so much for your pledge. Now join them and make your pledge of support. What makes it all possible? You do. People who contribute make it happen.
At Wisconsin Public Radio, your membership makes a difference. Become a member with your gift of $120, or that's $10 a month or more, at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
We're chipping away at our hourly goal. We have just a few pledges hanging in the balance. I know we can get them in here, and so we can stay on track in our hourly goals. 2017 marks 100 years of Wisconsin Public Radio, so give right now as generously as you can at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And thanks so much.